You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Levi was honored to be the appointed members of the Mishkan. So now the process was that they were commanded to stand in front of Am Yisrael, 600,000 people. And it says that v'samechu b'nei Yisrael yedehem al harim. That means that every Yehudi has to place his hand on the head of the Levi. You noticed this?
Why head of the Levi?
I asked first. You noticed?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Ah, you noticed. So how did it look like? You noticed? So how did it look like? I heard you said you noticed.
It looked like the father.
I'm sorry?
Blessing the son.
No. So how did the whole circumstances look like? How many people are standing?
22,000.
How many is 22,000?
One stadium.
Big place, big.
Big?
Yeah. Oh, good.
How were they standing in the line? I mean, could it be any other way? If you're supposed to pass by every Yehudi and he put his hand on your head, you have to stand in line.
Yes.
How long was the line?
Very long.
Very long? You really, really notice these things? You imagine these things?
Very long.
Then in last Shabbat, you really imagine these things?
No.
You're telling me you noticed it, but what do you mean? Yeah, you didn't imagine. John?
You just passed by.
So, you have 22,000 human beings standing in the line, and then they're passing by 600,000 people, and every single Yehudi put his hand on the head of a
Levi.
Why?
So 600,000 people put their hands on 22,000 people.
Yes.
So every one of them, 600,000 times.
Exactly.
No hair left.
No. Why? Why? Those that they noticed, why?
The Chorei Yisrael belongs to Hashem. And they have to free them.
No, that was not the question. The question is why you need to go through this process. Why they have to put their hand on the head of the Levi?
The tikkun of the Levi is got a special tikkun of the Levi.
Tikkun? What has anything to do with it?
The Levi is Ruach Kadosh.
Chazak u'baruch. Bah, bah, bah. Beautiful. Baruch Allah. Very nice. It has to be the other way around. Chazak u'baruch. Mashallah, b'li'ayin hara. When do we do the semicha usually? When is it done?
When we want to give barakah to, for example,
someone. No, you don't do semicha.
No, but we put the hand on the head.
That's not semicha. The question was, when do we do semicha? Try. No, we do semicha when somebody brings the korban. What do? He put his hand on and the head of the animal. That's when we do semicha. So now here we see that for Levim to be appointed as the substitute after firstborn, that komida chet ha'egel, they have to act like
a
korban. That's what we just said. That's exactly what we just said. Yeah.
Huh?
We said exactly what you just said.
So how can he be like that? He's supposed to be the other one.
I asked first.
That's a good question.
Because the Levinim did not participate in the Chedah Egel.
Fine. If the guilty part is Am Yisrael or the Bechorim, so who should be Korban here?
The
Am Yisrael, the Levinim. The Levim should put their hand on the head of the Amisrael.
No, when you do the korbanot, you put your hand on the korbanot, so you say that Am instead of the korbanot. So now, same thing, we become the firstborn by putting our hand on Levi.
It used to be the other way around.
No, you transfer the Amisrael.
Hashem picked the Levi as the firstborn.
What korban? There's no korban. What korban? There's no korban! No, the Levim, they were appointed. The other process was the Tav. No, we're not going to get into the right now. But the problem here is the whole point of the Semicha was done under Levi. Under Levi to be appointed instead of the firstborn. That's how they were given the position as the Misharete. Beit Hashem.
So the Levi must have
it's not the other way around.
Must have the tikkun to do to repair
so
their sins.
They have Ge'avot.
Levi, they don't have sins. I'm sorry?
So that's why it's the other way.
No.
I'm just talking about the Levi.
Okay.
Line of defense for
Levi. Why? John?
The line of defense. For the rest, not they didn't have it in this
sense.
So
they
put their hand on them as a korban just because they are defending the Zeus.
Well, they become the privilege service. Duty that they're given. But now here, this is a very puzzling process. That why, first of all, you know what it is? And not only that, there's an interesting point. Like, through this process, you have 600,000 people, and then you have 22,000 people standing in the line, and everybody passes by. Did anybody, what's the total? 22,000 plus 600,000 people? What's the total? 622,000 people. Did anybody laugh? Would you laugh if you were there? Say yes.
Yes.
You would laugh.
Yes.
You would laugh. Why would you laugh? Why would you laugh?
It would be a happy time.
It's funny. What do you mean? There's a human being, you're acting like a behemoth. And not only that, okay, once, twice, 600,000 times? What kind of story is this?
Because everyone got to get the beracha.
What? There's nobody getting beracha here.
This is for Egel's.
Yes, yes.
Because they needed to stop the Egel's. Maybe that's why they
killed the people there. They have sins, they have blood in their hands.
No, that was previous subject. I'm just asking why nobody laughed. You said if you were there, you would be laughing. Why would you be laughing? You would be laughing. Because you think it's funny. What is this?
It's not
a 50 cents. Huh?
It's not a 50 cents. It's 600,000 times.
I was like, hello. Yeah, it's certainly doable. Yeah.
Well, at least we the him, I rush up him, but I said that I thought it was.
No, that's. No, you go to you now. Big left to the left hand. Give me some quick mistake. I love you. So not the Hanif, that's something else.
which is easier, 22,000 people standing in line or 600,000 standing in line?
What has things to do with easy or not easy?
Say why the Israel put their hand on the Levi.
Okay.
Instead of the other way. If 22,000 is easier, 600,000 passing in front of 22,000 versus the other way around.
So that's a Levi, there were a million. Would it make a difference? What are you thinking?
By putting the hands on the head of the Levi.
That would not make any difference. That was the prophecy. The Am Yisrael, they had to put their hand on the Levi'im. Either they're 5 or 5 million or 50 million. Doesn't matter. That was the process. So now here we see, first of all, Ribbono Shel Olam said, that's what you need to do. So now here he says that when Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom announced that you have to come and put your hand on the head of the Levi'im, all the tents were empty. Nobody was there. Everybody came. That's Perapalayim. I mean, one could say, you know, what kind of story is this? You know, they're supposed to work in a Mishkan. So, give them a Mishaberach. You know, then whatever they need to do, Korban and this, Shalom and Yisrael. Why we need to do this?
Because they were scared about the Levi. The Levi, they killed everyone that was sitting during the Kafa, the Egel Azar. So he was coming to them and showing them that they okay, we don't have any regiment against you. So they put their hands on the Levi.
Levim, whatever they did, it was only under authority of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. They didn't.
The people look at them like they are the one that they are.
Chas v'shalom. No, chas v'shalom. No, there's no such a thing. If they were. Yeah, they would not be bringing such a joy to Am Yisrael by singing and playing the instrument. There's no such a thing. No, Chas v'Shalom, they cleaned up Am Yisrael. You know, they owe it to Levim. They did them a favor. Unless Hashem Yerachem, what would happen? If nobody would back up Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, there would not be a Zecher, Chas v'Shalom, Sonei Am Yisrael. So now, here we learn a very important lesson, and that is, so usually, when you put your step forward, you do favor to somebody, so that means he owes you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So now here we see very interesting point that Levi'im did favor to Am Yisrael. So now here they became kapara of Am Yisrael. So what does it mean? So that means any time that you like to know if you are the kapara of Am Yisrael or not, if you have the quality. If you are suitable to cancel the Gezerot from Israel, the only way to find out if you are suitable or not, the sign is?
They are acting bad.
I gave you all the tips already. If they're acting towards you like a exactly. So that means you're suitable to be kapara for Am Yisrael. So now here we see, because Hashem is teaching us, that Levi'im, when Am Yisrael, they treat them like a. So now that was the sign that they are suitable to be the Mesharte Ribbono Shel Olam.
The Zeus.
Yeah? So that's what exactly the command was, and that's how everybody followed. Nobody giggled. Nobody. Can you imagine this? 622,000 people did not giggle. They stood in a line with the COVID rosh. Serious. And they went through the process, and they accepted. That's how the process should be. This was the greatest miracle that happened in the history of Am Yisrael. Nobody giggled. Everybody followed the rules of the process. And this matter is very unique to be able to find.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.